91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Was it the Cab Drive time? Welcome back. 0722380712 is the WhatsApp line. Aviation stakeholders are calling on President Ramaphosa to reopen South Africa's international borders and let the sector play its role as a major catalyst for the country's economic recovery and growth. However, President Ramaphosa is expected to address the nation this evening, where the country is expected to move to level one and the opening of borders. But online is Airlines Association of South Africa CEO Chris Zwigenthal. Chris, welcome.
Good afternoon, Shafiq, and thank you for the invitation to join you.
Yeah, it looks like nobody's been up in the air for some time.
That's right. It's been a really tough 5.5 months or so, so we really are looking forward to getting the borders open. Of course, we have had some domestic aviation, which started under the Level 3 when domestic aviation started, mainly for business and for special authorized flights. And obviously, there's been some repatriation flights internationally, but ultimately, with the start of Level 4 in the beginning of middle of August, 18th of August, when tourism was allowed, domestic tourism was allowed, and leisure travel was allowed, that was the start. And we hope that gets extended now with the announcement, hopefully this evening.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of confidence that international travel will be opened up again, but hereby lies the sting in the tail. We are hearing, according to the budgies, the Twitter, in the corridors of power, that countries like United States, Spain, and Italy, which have had a rather unfortunate episodes of COVID-19, the tourists may not be allowed to come from countries like that. So it's going to open up, but it's going to be sort of the door half open, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes, look, I think in a way some of those may be expected. I mean, we would like to see, we've obviously been motivating to open the borders completely without restrictions. But clearly, if there is a concern about the infection rates from certain states, there may be certain states that are going to not be on the list to be allowed. That is pretty consistent around the world, as you've seen. I mean, even the UK has even got some of its EU neighbours to go back into quarantine if citizens or tourists come into the United Kingdom. So it's really a question of doing a risk assessment of each of the states that you do business with on a flight basis. And we're hoping that in most cases we're seeing that the infection rates are going down, so that we're obviously hoping that from a reciprocal basis we'll be able to put good arrangements in place to enable tourists from South Africa to go to those countries, as well as tourists from outside to come into South Africa as well. So it's going to be an interesting balancing act, but we hope that as little restriction as possible is put in place.
All right, sorry, I have to read this question to you. Somebody says, are the planes safe after almost 6 months of rust? Has done its work.
No, look, I think the airlines are obviously very aware of the aircraft that have been parked. There have been some airlines, some have had the opportunity to fly. Particularly in the international side, there's been a lot more international travel than there has been travel around South Africa and in Africa. But I don't think there's anything to worry about. They've got to go through massive checks before they get, if they've been parked for a long time, they've got to go through massive checks on the technical maintenance side. Very strict regulations according to the Civil Aviation Authority they have to adhere to. So you can be sure that when the aircraft are made serviceable and are ready for operation, that they will be fit and ready to go. There shouldn't be any problems.
No, absolutely. Now, the Airlines Association of South Africa, something about the organization. Do you represent all the airlines that are flying in and out of the country, or local airlines, or all airlines?
We are a regional organization, SADC-based, so we represent all scheduled commercial domestic airlines in South Africa, and we also represent the airlines of the SADC region. So our geographical area is Africa south of the equator and the Indian Ocean Islands. So it's really the SADC airlines and Indian Ocean Islands.
And of course, I mean, these are airlines that have probably been hurt the most by the whole COVID episode.
Well, you know, when the lockdown was announced on the 26th, for the effect of the midnight on the 26th of March, effectively air travel in South Africa went to zero overnight. So no revenue from that date onwards. So clearly from that time, there's been a huge amount of pressure on the airlines. They've had a liquidity crisis with, on average, it's on average expected that they would have only about 2 months of cash. So you can consider that by the end of May, they would have been starting to struggle. So even earlier than that, they would have gone into a cash preservation process. And obviously, a lot of costs had to be saved. And unfortunately, I think the employees in many cases were that, were the casualties in that, where people had to go on to leave or unpaid leave, also temporary layoffs, and also have salary cuts, or even some airlines have had to look at retrenchment. So it's been a very tough time. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're really saying that we'd like to see an aviation get going, a tourist get going, and the international borders open, because international borders, also tourists coming in, also feed onto our domestic travel. That's about 20 to 40%, depending on the airline. 40% of international travelers also travel on our domestic flights. So it's really important for us to get the borders open, the international airlines back in the country. And then obviously the spin-off to travel and tourism is absolutely essential, which is so important to our country.
No, absolutely. I suppose half-glass-full scenario is the fact that the SADC region doesn't seem to have been, I suppose, as badly affected as certain parts of Europe, which have really taken a hard knock. Perhaps a measure of resilience there in the SADC region.
I think in the case of Africa and in South Africa, we probably did one of the hardest lockdowns worldwide. I mean, if you had a look at the flights across the world after the lockdown, you could see that there was still a fair amount of travel within Europe and within Asia, within the Americas. But in Africa, it was a very empty map, other than some special flights that were taking place, cargo flights, etc. So we really took a hard lockdown. And so it's really, from that perspective, I think we did the business of flattening the curve and reducing and spreading the curve and reducing the risk of infection. And now is the time to actually open up. And we believe open up fully, because now the infection rate is down. We've heard some positive views from the Minister of Health and also even from the President. And we just hope that that's brought to fruition this evening when he announces an opening of the borders.
Yeah, look, I don't know whether you're the right person to ask this question, but it has come up on our WhatsApp line. People asking, is it safe to fly? To be honest with you, I haven't a cooking clue, so I'm asking the question.
Well, I would say it is very safe to fly. And I would like to say that one of the things that we're proud of from aviation and travel and tourism side is that when the whole question of starting up aviation, flying again, we put together protocols and COVID-19 regulations, which were approved by the Civil Aviation Authority. Each airline and each airport had to submit their own protocols and regulations for approval, which have been done. So, and we're a very regulation-based industry, and compliance is number one. Otherwise, you can land up getting grounded. So you have to comply. So from that perspective, when you arrive at the airport, right through the airport experience, and then onto the flight, you are, if you behave according to the protocol, and let's do the basics right, the mask, the social distancing, sanitization, etc., then we believe that you're very safe, and the risk of mitigation and transmission is minimal. When you're on board the aircraft itself has got probably one of the best, if not the best, air reticulation systems in the world. You've heard probably in the media about the HEPA filters, but what it is that the air gets brought in at the top and then gets down, goes down through the cabin, and every 3 to 4 minutes, the entire air of that cabin is actually recirculated. It goes through the filters, which takes out about over 99% of any virus that may be present in the air. And then it gets replaced with 50%, it's recirculated 50%, and 50% comes from outside of the aircraft back into the aircraft cabin. So there is a continuous circulation of the air and clean air coming in and removing any virus if it's on board the aircraft. And clearly, when passengers are on board, they're all sitting facing one way and hopefully with their masks on. And so there's a barrier of the seat in front of you. So we believe it's probably one of the safest means to travel on board an aircraft.
Chris Zwigenthal, CEO of ASA, which is Airlines Association of South Africa, thanks for chatting to us. I know you're going to be watching TV tonight at 8 o'clock. Everything of the best.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity. Good to chat to you. Thank you, Shafiq. Bye-bye.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.